the words that we're going to say, Yirtzeh Hashem, tonight, should be a schus for the refuah shalema of so many Chayli Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Bibesarcha al pesalim." I specifically want to speak out. It should be for the refuah shalema of my uncle, Rabbi Chaim Yehuda ben Esther, Mashgiach in Lakewood Yeshiva. It should be a schus for his refuah shalema. I've been asked over the past few weeks, couple of weeks, to speak to Rechizik about our current matzav. I couldn't find any specific message that I felt could capsulize what we're supposed to be thinking at this time. In fact, I realize the nature of this magefa is that although it's a magefa that descended on the whole world as one magefa, the experience of this magefa is very fragmented. Everybody is going through their own personal experience. In fact, and every single person, every individual is experiencing a very layered experience. For example, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about the annoyances of quarantining, of social distancing. Although that's still true, it seems inappropriate to focus on it now. Now that we're experiencing around us by far the more serious part of this magefa, which is the fact that there is a magefa. There are people being nifter. And for everybody's hearing about different people, different shades of distance from their personal home, Olei Aleinu, closer. And I want to address now the Etzem Agefa. And specifically, our relationship with it. Which is concerning. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Tes, very well-known perek, it's the Haftarah, we say it a couple of times actually. Koyamar Hashem, Vakos, Izboinenu, Vekiru, Lemekoinenos, Vetavoyna, Valachachamas, Shilchu, Vetavoyna, call out the mekoinenos, the people who make kinis, who cry, who get people, say hespedim, say painful, express the pain. Utmaherna v'tisena aleinu nehi v'tiradna inenu dima, they should come close, they should express the pain, and they should get us to cry. Teradna einenu dima. They should help us cry. Va'afapenu yizlu moyim. Because of the tzaras that we're going through. This is in Yirmiyah's time. Kishaman enoshin dvar Hashem etika chazachem dvar piv. Lameidna ben nasechem nehi. Teach your daughters how to cry. V'isha ru'usa kina. Ki Allah mavis b'chaloinenu ba ba'aminoisenu. Because death has come in our windows, has come into our homes. The Mitzudis teaches what the pasuk is saying, that death came in our windows? Af ki sagarnu sha'arei ha'armoin, lebli seis lovoi ha'oyev ha'meimis. It came in our windows, because even though we closed the gates of the palace to not allow the enemy to come in, the enemy that kills, we blocked it, we closed the doors, locked the gate. But it climbed through the windows. Ratzalayma, what is it trying to tell us? When Hashem wants it this way, we could try as we will to block the oyev from coming in. But if we close the doors, it's going to climb through the windows. We cannot avoid. When Hashem wants the oyev to attack us, then we can't stop it. What I wanted to additionally bring out from this pasuk, besides the taisha of the mitzudas, which is so relevant to us, is that we see a seder. Mavis comes, climbs up the windows, and then it comes into our palace. Ki ola mavis b'chaloneinu, and then it comes ba'amenaseinu. There's a seder, and for the most part, bringing it down to our life right now, for the most part, although there are people who are being nifter, but still, Baruch Hashem, there are many, many, many homes, Baruch Hashem, which have not been touched, Loyalenu, should never be touched. Not everybody is getting very sick. And even those that do get very sick, and even those that make it to the hospital, most still are coming out. And even if they have to go on a respirator, Baruch Hashem, many are making it out. There is a substantial number of people being nifter. But for the most part, as a tzibur, we feel mavis floating all around us, to our right, to our left, b'chaloneinu. There's mavis b'chaloneinu, in the windows. But for many people, it's not ba ba'amenaseinu baruch Hashem. It didn't end up inside their home. And what I wanted to address is the fact that for many people, until it actually goes ba'amenaseinu, they remain unmoved, or at least not moved enough. It shouldn't have to reach amenaseinu to touch us very, very deeply and strongly, the pain. For each person who is nifter, there is their own life that is taken away, and there's all the people around them, the almoinim, the almoinis, almanos, the yusaimim, the parents. It's a tragedy. And for those that it didn't hit their armoin, it might be their neighbor, it might be their friend's grandfather, it might be somebody in shul, it might be somebody well known. The distance between what they're feeling, because it didn't hit them, and what the genuine pain is for the people this did hit, is too far. It shouldn't have to become ba'amenaseinu for us to feel the pain. And I want to add on, it's not just This is what's called being nice ba'ol in the Lashon of Chazal. We're supposed to carry the oil of chaverim, of other people, b'tzarasam leitzar, to feel their tzar, to understand, to feel mit. But we don't do that enough, I'm concerned. We're too calloused. And additional to the chesaron, the intrinsic chesaron, if we're lacking that mila in a situation like this, it becomes also a larger chesaron. Because when people go through an experience and don't relate to it properly, it doesn't just remain a lack of nesias ol. As we hear people are being nifter, and we don't react properly, we don't feel properly, then we are cultivating insensitivity. We could be hearing people around us being nifter, names of people, numbers of people, and if we don't relate to it properly, we actually become callous to it. It becomes just part of the life experience. We will become numb to it. So it's not only about addressing and being mechazek ourselves in something positive that we're missing, but rather we can't let ourselves continue this way, because we will become worse people. We will become more insensitive people. We're cultivating a negative relationship with this. The larger the event, the more meaningful, the more powerful, the more substantial it is, the more crucial it is for us to learn how to relate to it properly. I'm assuming everyone is experiencing the same thing I'm experiencing. Are people that I knew who are being nifter, chaverim of mine who lost their parents, rebbeim, brothers. And we're just hearing it. And we cannot allow ourselves to become callous to that. This is one thing I would like to address tonight. There's something else I want to address. This leads to another area. First of all, the reason why people are this way, Pashtus, is because people are naturally self-absorbed, sensitive to themselves, and we only wake up when something hits us personally. We don't have enough within ourselves to care about others. But there's another reason. I believe there's actually a resistance. There's a real resistance to getting emotionally involved. Pain is uncomfortable. It's hard to bear. It makes people depressed. We all want to feel happy. There's a subconscious allergic response to pain, unless we have no choice. When people are Avelim, and people come to be Menachem them, very often what they will try to do is distract them from their pain and talk about other topics. People do that to themselves as well. But that's not healthy. It's not the right way, not the appropriate way to deal with Avelus. That's not what Nichum Avelim is.
Michum Avelim is addressing the tzara and establishing a nechama for the tzara. It's taking the tzara and knowing how to react to it. It's not distracting oneself from it. People distract themselves from things because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. And unless it's Boba and Asena where they have no chas v'chil, no choice, then they'd rather just go on. They're scared of the pain. This is the second thing I want to address. And I would like to break it up in the following way. The first issue is a ben adam l'chaveiro issue. We have to develop and understand what it means to be naisa ba'olim chaveiro. We have to cultivate a better relationship ben adam l'chaveiro. There is tremendous tzara and tzara in the world. And even if we, in varying degrees, are not personally affected, but we have to learn how to develop an adam l'chaveiro properly to really relate to the tzar of the tzibur, the tzar of the world. And the second issue is a bin adam l'makom issue, because Hashem is communicating with us. And independent of the tzar of other people, we're supposed to experience the tzar if it's being given, if it's there, and we're not supposed to run away from it, we're not supposed to distract ourselves from it, we're supposed to deal with it. We're supposed to understand and work and focus on what's being told to us, what's being communicated to us. What does Hashem want from us? That's a bin adam l'makom issue. And I want to address these two points. Before I come back to these two points, I'm going to add on another point that I want to address, which is part of them. Going back to the Bid'an al-Khaveri, what I'm trying to speak about tonight are all the things that I believe we really grapple with. I believe what I'm articulating now are things that everybody is grappling with before I spoke tonight. People are feeling guilty about not being nice about olam chaveiro enough. Maybe they didn't address it. Maybe they didn't articulate it to themselves. But they struggle with this. They know that people are in pain, and they know that they're ignoring it, and they're not sensitive enough. And they grapple with that guilt. People are grappling with not being able to take the message of not knowing how they're supposed to grow from this. And my goal tonight is to articulate what everybody else is grappling with and just try to make some sense and give a little bit of direction, whatever Hashem allows me to have, to share. A third thing that we grapple with, which has also been an l'chaveiroi, is machlaikis. There are people, l'mashal, let's continue from point number one, where people are not being nice about enough. There is another reaction amongst many people who are running to hear the news all the time. Some people have siblings like that, spouses, parents. They're, pardon the expression, oyveying, expressing pain, Dafka bringing home their emotions and sentiments of pain. And they really are being involved in the Nesiyas Ba'ol and carrying that into the home. For some people, it might be because they are taka more sensitive. They're perhaps loftier, more sensitive, more dehoiben of people. And they're really capable, and they are expressing true feelings. For some people, It's not necessarily because of that. It's coming from a nature. They get an energy from feeling and experiencing things. Their conscience is making them act that way, but it's not necessarily thorough and doesn't reach their core. It's just something superficial. Not everybody, you can't always tell where people are holding their Yerushamayim and in their Beron L'Chaver just by the way they act externally. There are many things that comprise how a person acts and reacts. But what I do want to say, what's relevant, is that because people are sharing the same space and different people are bringing different energy into that space, and everybody needs to have their energy in that space. Some people want to have their home chilled. They don't want to deal with that pressure. They don't want to deal with that. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't want it. They want a light environment. Of course, there's other people that need to feel, want to feel, want their home to express such a sentiment of the world of Itzar now, things are hard now, things are bad now. Oy vey, I'm not involving myself right now in which way is right, in which way is wrong. That's not the issue. There's truth to both, and a person, it's all about where the person's holding inside, really. I'm addressing the friction. I'm addressing the breeding ground for machlekes, for tension, for frustration. It's not only in terms of what energy is in the house, different people, how they're reacting to tsar. It's before that. It's been going on already for weeks. It's about how to relate to all the rules and regulations. Some people are law-abiding citizens. Some people are more anxious. Some people have a different hashkafa, and they're more light about it. And most people have, in their mind, they're righteous about their agenda. Some people say, Pikuach Nefesh. And they, with every fiber of their body, they're screaming, Pikuach Nefesh. We have to be machbir and everything, and it's a very intense how we have to deal with this. And other people are saying, that's kfira. Bitochen, Hishtadlus. We did our Hishtadlus, we don't need to do more. Again, not necessarily. I believe, for the most part, people are more or less the same. One is not more religious in Pikuach Nefesh than the other one. Everybody wants to live. In fact, most people have more or less the same level of bitachon. It's all about how they translate it, how it translates into the life, and there's many other parts, many other elements that create the equation. It's not the religious, how religious they are. It's not how much they have bitachon. It's how they translate these things. It comes from their tchunas hanefesh, their midas, their backgrounds, their life experiences. And you can't really judge people and make statements about people. But everybody's righteous and they're frustrated because their lives are tied up by other people. And this is a breeding ground for machlekes. This is a third thing that I think we all grapple with. Maybe not all, hopefully, but many people grapple with. That's part of the Bin Adon L'Chaveiro. And then, the least of them, But the most across the board is the annoyances and the frustrations of the rules and regulations themselves. People are grappling with a lot of what we have to call small tzaras, pebbles, making starim themselves, not being with family, not being able to do what they want to do, go where they want to go, losing the yomtiv, their simchas yomtiv. That's another additional issue. These are the four issues that perhaps there's more, of course there's more, but I'm going to speak about these four issues tonight. And I'm going to go from there into speak about Machlekes, which is an extension in Bin Adam Lachaveri. And then I would like to discuss about our relationship with the Mageifa itself in terms of our Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, how we should relate to it, and then how to deal with the smaller issues, the annoyances. In terms of the Bid'am L'Chaveiroi, Naisibol L'Chaveiroi, I would like to start with a Ha'ara that I was touched with right when I started experiencing this Mageifa. The first in my life and the first in all of our lives. We have been taught by Chazal, whatever happened in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, to Klal Yisrael. In this situation, however, the Makkah is a Makkah to all of humanity. The whole world is being hit as a tzibur, by a mageifa. As much as it's a makkah to the whole metzius of a human being, all humans, literally across the globe, yet Hashem is speaking dafka to Klal Yisrael. We don't understand Hashem's reasons. I for sure don't have the ha'aza to even attempt to try to mention a midah keneged midah or anything like that. But on the other hand, the Chazal say that when things happen, our responsibility is yifashvesh b'maisav, yimashmesh b'maisav. When people have a punishment, we should check out our actions. And the Chazal teach us, more specifically, if we have a punishment on a certain aver, we should look for a tikkun in that aver. So I therefore would like to address what we could be misakin, what would be perhaps a fitting tikkun in relationship to this makkah that is a makkah for the whole humanity. The Kuzri writes that there's a seder in the Bria of Daimen, Semeach, Chai, Medaber, and Yisrael. The world is broken into a structure of inanimate objects, like stones, then growing things, which are Semeach, then a Chai, which has life, then a human being, which is a Medaber, and then Klal Yisrael. Each one is a higher level than what is beneath it. But they're not independent. Each one is built on the other one with an addition. But Tzemeach is a doinem that has the koyach of tzmicha. And a chai is a tzemeach that has the koyach of chiyus. A medaber is a chai that has the koyach of dibur. And Yisrael is a mensch that has the koyach of Yisrael. And if something in the lower layer is not healthy, it can't function on the higher layer. If something is lacking in its substance as a diamond, it will never be tzemeach. If something doesn't have the koyach of tzmicha, it never can become a chai. If it has no chiyas, it will never be a mensch, it will never be a medaber. And if it's lacking in being a mensch, it will never be a proper Yisrael. Therefore, I would like to speak about the fact that being an Er L'Chayid, we're speaking to Klal Yisrael, is dependent on being an Erlich HaMensch. If we're not going to be a healthy person, then that's also going to affect that we can't be a proper Yisrael. In fact, all of our mitzvahs, our chiyuvim, and our azharis are dependent on how we are as people. Whether we're lazy, we have atzlus, whether we're bali taiva, bali kina, etc., etc. Those are midas that have nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. Those have to do with the human condition. And if a person is makoko as a mensch, then he will not be able to be a proper Yisroel. If his midas are not functioning well, if he's very much an otso and a big bal taiva, and a bal kina and bal kovid, it will affect all of his anhagis as a yid. A person has to be an appropriate medaber, an appropriate mensch to be a Yisroel. And in that sense, I would like to say that a tikkun here, if it's a makkah, that wasn't a makkah for Klal Yisroel. It's a makkah for humanity, but it's speaking to Klal Yisroel. Then what we have to be misakin is not so much a Yiddish tikkun. It's being misakin ourselves as people. Being misakin ourselves as people will make us be better Yisroel as well. And I would like to narrow it down to a more specific area. Again, Yifashbesh be'oisei eiver. In terms of humanity, the part that has been destroyed, the part of humanity which is a very much an intrinsic part of being a human being, that is being affected, that is the cause of the pain and the tsar, and is being affected so drastically, is the fact that we live as a society. We're social beings. There's a Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, at the end of his Akdama to Sefer Zroim, his Akdama to Pirish Mishnayis Halashas. The Rambam asks, he has a long arichus discussing the value of a chashav, of being an ish shalom. And he asks, since the tachlis of the Bria is for Adam, and the tachlis of Adam is to be an ish shalom who has a das of Hashem, madua himti HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'anoshim asher lo yitzayru muskel l'nafshem. Why there's so many people that are rumin, the reikim min achachma, mevakshim taiva? Why are there so many lowlifes? Why does Hashem make so many people? In fact, he says, chashav a people, reisi b'nei aliyah v'hei muatim, l'yimtza ela echad b'doim ha'dayis. And he says that one reason why Hashem made so many people is in order for the world to function, people need each other. And if people want to be Isaac and Chachma, they have to have other people taking care of the world to make things function well. And then he says another reason, and he says it's a larger reason, is because Nivru Hahamoin La'asayf Chevra L'chachamim Shalo Yisha'aru Shaynamim. We need to have Chevra. We shouldn't be lonely. Ru'ulai Tachshav Shezoyis HaTo'elis K'tana. You might think that that's not really such an important reason. Yitzricha V'ro'u Yoisim in Arishon. That's a more important reason. People cannot be left to be lonely. And he brings a pasuk about the Anshei K'nan, that Hashem says, Lo yargashena miponecha b'shona achas, I will not chase the Canaanim out of Eretz Yisrael in 1 year, pentiyah ha'aretz shmama. And he brings the b'raisa, a gemara in brachas, in Yerushalmi, ki ze kol ha'odim kula nivra el etzavet lezeh, lahasir itz boinoy shimum yichidasoy. People need to be part of a society. It's part of the fabric of a human being. That's the human condition. And here, society and socializing and connecting worked against us. It became a danger. It forced us to be socially distancing. But that's what's being affected. That's part of humanity. And I would like to address that part and what we could perhaps learn from there and grow from there. By Klal Yisrael, this social element is even more extreme. I would like to read a Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet Mehilchus Ovel. We all know these halachas, but I don't know if everyone's familiar with the way the Rambam establishes it. Mitzvah sashay shel dvareim. It's a mitzvah midrabanan. Levaker choylim. Ulenachem aveilim. Ulahoitzi mes. Lahachnis kala. Lilavois orchim. It's a mitzvah drabanan. It's a mitzvah drabanan biker choylim. Nichem aveilim. Hoitzoas ames. Hachnosas kala. Levoyos haorchim. Lasek betzorachi kvura. Lispoid, likvor, lisamei achosin v'kala. And those are called gmilus chasadim shebegufay, she'ein lem shir. The Rambam says that they're mitzvahs rabbanan, v'af al pisha kol mitzvahs eilim idvareyem, harei hein bechlal v'ahaf l'reyach hakamaycha. Kol hadvarim shata reitze shiyasu oisem l'cho acherim, ase oisem atala achecha, v'teiru of mitzvahs. In other words, these are really part of a mitzvah d'oraisa of v'ahaf l'reicha kamoicha. So we have to understand this Rambam. If it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then what's the pshat rabbanan that it's a mitzvah rabbanan? Why does the rabbanan take a mitzvah d'oraisa and say, we're going to call the midrabbanan as well? And the answer is pashat. There's a mitzvah kloli of v'ahaf l'reicha kamoicha. And midrabbanan, they gave a specific mitzvah on these specific types of anhagas, which are part of Hatzarech Kamecha. Bikur Choylem, Nicham Aveilem, Etzuas Ames. How do we understand that structure? What did the Rabbanan do? And I believe the Pashup Shad is like this. V'ahav l'reicha kamecha is anything that you want, called Dvarim Shat HaReitzi Shiyasu L'cha, do for others. Do for others as you would do for yourself. That's a mitzvah that's kloli. There are certain experiences that a person experiences in life that he needs other people, that he can't really do alone. A chayle needs a bikur chaylem. He can't be mevakim himself. He can't be menachem himself. He can't be moisi himself if he's a mess. He cannot be mesameach himself if he's a chosim. He can't be melave the areach. He can't do Hachnasas Orchim if he's the Ereach. So there are circumstances. Chloe Zik always try to do for people what you'd like done. But there were certain Srochim of people. People need other people in their lives. We never understood this more than now. It's Mavil Alarayan. No one ever thought of this type of sorrow. But there are people who are being sick, sent to hospitals. They have no bikur chaylim. Their spouses, their children, their parents. We're not talking about a small sickness. We're talking about threats of Misa. We're talking about people who will go through the process until Misa. Nobody to say Shema with them. Nobody to say Vidu with them. They're alone. Sometimes for a week, for 2 weeks, and there's no contact. They have to rely on nurses maybe to pass information. We understand what it means. A person might need Bikur Chaylim. Lo Aleinu, people are being nifter, and there's nobody. They can't have the regular Hitzos HaMes. And the Chevra Kadisha, what they're doing with the Siris Nefesh, B'di'evet. They don't get taris the way they're supposed to get taris. They don't get kfuris the way they're supposed to get kfuris. You're not getting this. And nichum abeilim, people are nifter, and people cannot have the nechama of having their brothers, their sisters, their parents, their children with them. Someone's nifter in seven different homes, seven different people sitting alone, taking phone calls perhaps. All of a sudden we realize we lost Bikur Chaylim, Nicham Aveyam. These are Srov, these are Mitzvahs, they're Abanon, because people need people in their lives. People are not born to live alone. The Rambam says the whole humanity, people need to have company. That's part of the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, that Hashem, the Rambam writes that it's an important thing that people cannot be left alone. They need to have chevra. By us is a mitzvah of Ahacharecha Kamoich by Klal Yisrael, that we all, there's trachim that people have, and we're mechuyev. There's a mitzvah Rabbanan on top of the mitzvah Daraisa, because these are trachim for people. It's not just do for nice things for somebody. The Chazal consider this a tzairich. And now people don't have these trachim being mechuyev. This was taken away from us. Our whole binion of society was destroyed. Chosin Kalis, they're supposed to get married in a masiv with simcha, with sheva brachasim, with an energy that allows them to become closer because there's a tremendous positive energy. It's not only in Binam Lachaveran. Ramban in Parshas Boy, very well-known Ramban, the end of Parshas Boy says, Kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs. What is the kavan of all mitzvahs? Shina'am in be'loikenu v'noide elav shehu bro'anu. The kavan of mitzvahs is that we should believe in Hashem, and we should be moedah that Hashem created us. That's what we have to do. That's our goal. The ultimate goal is to believe in Hashem and to be moedah to Him. Moedah manachnu lach that you created us. V'hi kavanas hayitzira. This is the kavan of the Bria. She'ein tam acher v'yitzira. V'ein kel elyon chofet b'tachtonim. Hashem has no interest in the tachtonim in this world. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoyde le'loikov shebro. And then he continues, V'kavanas roimimus ha'koyel b'tfilas, why we raise our voices in tfilah. V'kavanas bate knesiyas, what is the reason for shuls? U'schus tfilas rabin, what's the point of tfilas rabin? She'yeh libnei adam makam yiskabtsu, v'yoydu lakel shebra'am v'himtsiyam. V'yifarsim uzeh v'yoymru lefanav b'riyosecha anachnu. The Ramban is here addressing the tachos of the Bria, and he says it, that we should moedah to Hashem, that He created us, and he adds on, and that's why there were shuls. Because a part of it, intrinsic, what's necessary ingredient to do it properly, is that we should have a place to be miskabit, to come together, to be mefarsim, to have unity in our relationship with Hashem. We are meant not to live alone, we're meant to live as part of a society. We have tzrachim, Hashem created us, that we have needs from each other. We rely on each other, we're meant to rely on each other. And our ruchnias, dikkur relationship with life, also needs it. And all of this is being taken away from us. Being social, being connected is a danger for us now. What does that mean for us practically? That's what's been taken from us. What is the Yifash B'Shemaisa? What is the Tikkun that we're supposed to do? I believe that we have to learn how to grow. Perhaps our relationship with society is the wrong one. Our perception, how we perceive ourselves as social beings, is wrong. And a Tikkun for us will be to recreate for ourselves the right way of viewing ourselves as part of society. The right way to see ourselves as human beings who live amongst other human beings. What's being addressed in this Mageifa is not so much a Yiddish Azach. What's being addressed is a human issue. It's relevant to being Yiddish. But what specific human issue is being addressed? What's being addressed is that part of being a human that we live amongst other humans. And that's what's being destroyed from us, ripped away from us, and it's affecting every part of our life, and it's being shown to us how crucial it is for us to be socially the right way. We need it for our Yerushamayim, we need it for our Ben Adam Lamakam, to say B'yosecha Anachnu, we need a Makam Yiskabsu, we need to be Mefarsim, we need to be connected. And we need it for our Ben Adam Lachaber, and all that's taken away. What do we do wrong, and what can we do right? So for this I would like to mention a Rambam that we've quoted so many times. The Rambam in Sefer Mada has what he calls Hilchus Beis, which is Hilchus Midas, and then he has Hilchus Talmud Torah. We would assume, in fact, most of Hilchus Talmud Torah is about learning and about Talmidei Chachamim and the halachas of Talmidei Chachamim. Hilchus Midas is Hilchus Midas. It's relevant to all people. However, in middle of Hilchus Midas, not in Hilchus Talmud Chacham, not in Hilchus Talmud Torah, in Perek Hei, the Rambam discusses the din of a Talmud Chacham. Kishem shehachacham nikar b'chachmasa b'di'oisev v'humuvdo m'sharam, kach tzorach shenikar b'maisev. V'macholoi mashkeu b'ilosei as yisrochav diburoi hiluchoi malbushoi chilkudvorov masoye matonoi. The Rambam is telling us a meridik achidish, that part of Hilchus Midas, not Hilchus Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has a different responsibility, not as a Yid. He has a different responsibility in how he is as a mensch. We're discussing Hilchus Menschlichkeit, Hilchus Deis, Hilchus Midas. And the Rambam says that a Talmud Chacham has a different responsibility in how he is as a mensch. B'nei Torah have to develop the ultimate surah as a person before we get to Hilchus Talmud Torah. Before what he is as a Talmud Chacham, he has to be a quality person. It has to be nikar in his maisim, in his maichel, in his mashke, in asiyas trochav, in the way he talks, in the way he walks, in the way he dresses, how he is as a person. And the Rambam says at the end, the last halacha of how Talmud Chacham should act, kloloi shel davar. He's discussing how he deals with people, and he says the klal for a Talmud Chacham zanhocha, the entire zanhocha, yeh min hanirdasim veloy min haroifim. He should be from the people who are chaste and not from those that chase. Min haneelavim veloy min haoivim. Those that are abused, not the ones that are abusing. What is this klal that Rambam is saying? The Rambam is telling us how a person is supposed to relate. How a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, who is going to be the ideal person, is supposed to relate to being as part of society. How he's supposed to see himself in society. He should be the one who's nirdaf, not reidaf. Ne'elav, not oilev. What does that mean? I think the pshat is very simple. Naturally, people are the center of their world. Everybody else is external to them. That being the fact, people concern themselves with their own needs. Perhaps they know other people have needs intellectually, and they're aware of that, but they don't identify with it emotionally, and it's something external to their world. They are the center of their own Bria. Not only are they not concerned with other people, because they're the center of the world, but because they see themselves as the center of their world. So the whole world, Bishvili Nivra Olam, they see the world in the service of them. They think in terms of all other people in society in terms of what they can have from them. Because really, they are the world. They're the center of the Bria. And that's what really concerns them. And everything else is just there to service them. I know people wouldn't dare say out loud this is how they feel. But if people have integrity and think about the way they look at the world, they're very concerned about themselves. And it takes, that's the knee jerk, and it takes a lot of conscious thinking to worry about somebody else. And when they deal and interact with people, they're always thinking in terms of what they're going to happen with. Even when people get married, they think of their happiness with their wife or their happiness with their husband. And they don't naturally necessarily think about the happiness of the other person. That's not their go-to. That's not their knee-jerk reaction, because they are the center of their world. Another manifestation of this is that whenever there's a conflict between them and the other person's needs, their knee-jerk is to be mocked in themselves. They're naturally tveya from the world. And when there's a conflict, unless they feel compelled socially, or because it's embarrassing, because it won't be productive for them in the long run, but ultimately, they prioritize themselves over other people. That means they're roifim, and they're not, they're dafim. They take a position of priority. What I need comes first. Because that's really what the world's about. And then number one, they don't concern themselves with the world. Number two, they see the world and think in terms of what they're going to have and everybody else. And part of that is that they're kadima, they have a kadima over everybody else. Of course, they don't act that way. They can't act that way because everybody's acting territorial and they know that it will not work. They cannot function in the society that way. So therefore, there's a lot of give and take and a lot of bending, but that's their knee jerk. They're tovim and they're not nitvoim. It doesn't have to be this way. There's one place where we see naturally otherwise, is by a child. Parents naturally prioritize their children over themselves. They'll be meiser nefesh for their children. They identify with their children's needs. Little children for sure, before they become teenagers. They identify with their children, they see their children, and they care about them, and they concern themselves, and they'll stay up late, they'll do so much for their children. They worry about their kids' needs. They'll prioritize their kids over them. So it's possible for a person to be that way with other people. This is what the Chazal are telling us, Tamid Chacham, do with all people, all of Klal Yisrael, all Yidden. Ultimately, a person... this manifests itself. I once gave Mishalom in the yeshiva. When someone walks down the street, are they mocked him to make room for others? These are little, small, little signs. If they're in a group of people, are they thinking in terms of being served, or are they thinking in terms of serving? It's the same shirish of whether one carries his heart on other people's taurus, or they think in terms of a sigh of relief that it's not them. Society was taken from us. Society became a danger for us. I'm not saying anything on Mida Keneged Mida. I'm just saying Yifash Besh Bemaisa. We're desperate to have society back. Let's do it right this time. Let's do it right when we get society back, but even before that. Right now, let's learn to expand ourselves and not be the center of our own world. To broaden ourselves and to spend the time to be mizbeinim and to recognize va'ahavta l'reicha kamecha. We are those people who will recognize and feel with other people. To take that little niggling conscience that we have, that we're not caring enough, and address that conscience and bring it out, flesh it out, and actually think about the fact that we're Klal Yisrael, we're one large group. In fact, all of humanity is suffering. We could expand ourselves to realize that for every single person who is in a tzara, it's a tremendous, tremendous tzara for them. And we don't want to be callous. We don't want to be distant. We want to expand ourselves to include them in our, like we would do for our children, like we should do. It's slightly more of a challenge for our spouses, like we'll do for the people around us. We have to do it for people. We know, of course, as it gets further and further away, the challenge gets greater and greater. But that's our achrayus, to expand ourselves beyond us. And to really take stock of how we relate to society. We don't relate to it the right way. We look at society external to us, and we think about ourselves as a center. We makdim ourselves to people, and we can do these little tiny steps of learning to think of in the service of people, not to think of being served by people, learning to make room for people. That's called a mitzvah, not a tzeveya. That's called a nirdaf, not a roidaf. Learning to make sure never to be abusing to other people, and rather to be able to swallow it. Let other people run us down, it's okay. We can deal with it. Other people have a right to live in this world as well. And it's all part, we have to expand ourselves to include them. This leads us to the issue of machlaikis. It's a very real issue. People have to fragin that everybody has a right to what they feel. At the core, everybody has the same interests. Everybody wants to live. People have different by nature or nurture and how they feel about this. Are they more anxious? Some are more relaxed. Some scream pikuach nefesh, as we say. Some say it's an issue of ishtadlus. But everybody has to allow the other people to live. The fact that some people say, but he's a kaifer, and other people say he's mevatel, he does not machshav pikuach nefesh, is wrong. It's very hard. Nobody in this world could judge other people and know where they're holding in terms of their bitachon or ishtadlus, or where they're holding in terms of their relationship with pikuach nefesh. There's too many ingredients. More important, though, in terms of machlokes, is to realize we live amongst other people, and kishem shepartzufeim shenin kach beyaseim shenis, people have a right to feel differently, and you have to learn to live with other people who feel differently. And expect that, accept that, and accept that. Expect that and accept that. The value of shalom. Leimotza kodesh baruch hu kli masik brocha el ha-shalom. We do not want klala in our homes. Beyond all the different shittas that we might have and how we deal with things and how we feel about things, it's kedai for every single person to promote shalom. To step back. If people push a certain energy in a home and they want it to feel a certain way, a person could step back and let that energy take control and don't fight for it if it's going to create machlokes. This is all part of the Ben Adam L'Chaveri. I would like to address now the Ben Adam L'Makom part. And again, I don't know what Hashem wants, chas v'chalila, no happiness to say that. I just want to discuss what we can grow, how we can relate to this properly. The magefa that's producing a lot of pain in the world. We're all suffering pain on many different levels and layers. I want to discuss pain. If one pricks a needle into an inner organ, depending on the organ, it might not hurt, because not all the inner organs have nerve endings. However, if one pricks a needle in the inner organ, it's a very bad thing. If one pricks a needle into skin, it will definitely hurt because there are nerve endings. However, it's not so bad. So we see that pain and bad are two different things. The finger could be very, very painful, not so bad. An inner organ can be very, very bad, not so painful. Pain has a purpose. Pain is there in order to create a reaction. If there's tsar, it is meant to create a reaction. Not depression, not hopelessness, a proper reaction. We have to know what the reaction is supposed to be. When it comes to what we're suffering in our world now, we do believe that it's not bad. Although it's tragedy in our terms, but we know it's not bad. Because Hashem is kulei tov. It's very hard for us to wrap our head around it. I want to just quote from a sefer called the Igeres Derech Hashem. The Igeres Derech Hashem was written by the Mabit in 1545 during a Magefa. During a Magefa then, just like now, the Mabit wrote a short kuntris called Igeres Derech Hashem. It was an Igeres that teaches how to follow Hashem's way. And he was Mechazek the Tzibur during the Magefa. And he writes in this little Igeres, he asks Akasha. He says, there's a mitzvah of emunah in Hashem, which is to believe that there's a Hashem. There's another mitzvah to believe that there's only one Hashem. The mitzvah of emunah in Hashem is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah of one Hashem is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Rambam writes it down in Sefer HaMitzvahs as mitzvah Aleph and mitzvah Beis. And he asks the following question. How is it, why is it, that the mitzvah of emunah in Hashem we're responsible to the Mekayim in our Machshava, but the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, the mitzvah that there's only one Hashem, we have to actually say in our mouth. Why do we need Dibur for Yichud Hashem? And why do we need to do it twice a day, at night and in the morning? And why is the halacha that we should be mazkir shal yoyim balayla and shal layla vayoyim? We say umavar yoyim or maybe layla, yoytzer oro varechosha. The Mabit says, because to believe in Hashem is natural. Only a fool does not believe in Hashem. But he says to believe that there's only one Hashem is unnatural. We cannot wrap our heads around that. It's not a natural way of looking at things. Because when we look at the world and we see good and we see bad, it's hard to believe that there's only one Hashem. We feel naturally there must be two different kaychas in the Bria fighting for territory. Because how could we see the bad and see it as really the same Hashem that does good? So therefore we need to speak it out with our words and be mechazik ourselves. Shema Yisrael Hashem, Midas HaRachmim, Elokeinu, Midas HaDin. It's really Hashem Echad, it's really one. We need to mechazik ourselves. And he says, representing good is Yoin, representing bad is Laila, and that's why in the day and the night we have to repeat over and over again that it's really all one. This is what the Mabit says. So we know that although it feels bad, it seems bad, and we cannot wrap our head around that it's good, and that's why we don't say Atoiv Umeitiv on bad. We say Dayin Ha'emes, even though it's Kishen Shevarcham Al Atoiv Kach Mevarcham Al Ra, but we don't say Atoiv Umeitiv, we say Dayin Ha'emes, because our experience is a bad experience. But ultimately we know it's good. So we know that. I'm not addressing that. But it's still very painful. So to address this pain, we're towards the end now, to address this pain, I want to say what I believe we have to learn. There are two things Rav Hirsch explained, there are two different things that people rely on that make them not rely on Hashem. We rely naturally on nature. And when nature works well, we're all happy. When nature goes against us, then we rush to man. What can man do to fix things up? Those are the two things people rely on. They rely on nature and they rely on man. And he says, because of those two things, people don't rely on Hashem. Only when we learn that we cannot rely on nature, like now, when nature produces a plague, when the world is working against us, and we cannot survive with nature alone. So then we rush to man. What can man do? And then we see that man cannot help. Then we first can go to Hashem. That's the way of Hashem directing us to Him. And the way He directs it is through the pain. Nature is producing pain. And man cannot save us from this pain. And this is directing us to Hashem. Rav Hirsch explained that's why Schach, which represents Bitochen and Hashem, has to be disconnected from the earth, which represents nature. But it can't be a kli, it can't be under the influence of man, because that influence is the kliach of man. It has to be disconnected from the earth, but not yet under the influence of man, because then we're in Hashem's hand. There's a pasuk we all know, Eso einai elehorem me'ayin yavoi Ezri. Ezri me'im Hashem. For us to get to Ezri me'im Hashem, sometimes we follow the course of people, naturally go to the harem, to the strong things, to the things that seem to be strong. And we realize afterwards that after, no matter how strong and mountainous they are, big, grand mountains, but they can't help us. Then we come to Ezri Me'im Hashem. That's what Hashem is doing for us now. He's forcing us to look at Him. That's what our pain is supposed to do. It's not supposed to make us depressed. It's not supposed to make us feel hopeless. It's supposed to direct us to Hashem. We say in Yedid Nefesh, Hodr no eziv ha'oila manafshi chaylas avasecha. My nefesh is chaylas avasecha. Ana, kael na, refa na la. Hashem, please, make us healthy. V'harois noyam zivecha. By showing us the sweetness of your presence. The Pashup Shad is, because our nefesh is chayla, we're lovesick, so you'll make us healthy by showing us, connecting to us, because we're lovesick. But I believe the Pshat is deeper than that. It's not only because we're lovesick. It's referring to simple chayli, simple refuah. When we want to have refuah, when we're unhealthy, when we're suffering in a magefa, we say, kel na refuah na la. The way to get the refuah is bahara is noyam zivecha. And the pshat is because Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in Sharishin, Eisen and Beis brings the medrash. The pasuk says, Hashem Elokim Tzvokas Hashiveinu Ha'er Panecha V'ni Vosheo. Ha'er Panecha. Show us your Ha'aras Panim and we will be saved. V'amru Chazal in a Medrash in Tehillim. Ein Lanu Ela Ha'aras Panecha. All we need is your Ha'aras Panim. When Hashem shows us Ha'aras Panim, then all Yeshuas will come from that. And the pshat is very simple. Like the pasuk says in Parshas Vayelach, when the pasuk describes all the tzaras that Klai Yisrael goes through, the pasuk's words are, "V'chora chora api boy v'histarti ponai v'hoyalechu metzu'u ro'is rabbi v'tzaras anoichi hasteh aseh ponai al kol ha'ra." Hastaras ponim creates ra, ha'oras ponim creates all type. We have to understand that for us to reap Yeshua's refuas, we need the ha'aras panim from Hashem. And Hashem, no matter how much He looks at us, we will never get the ha'aras panim unless we're looking at Him. When we look at nature and we're involved in the statistics, and we look at people and see what they can do, struggling and thinking in those terms, we're not looking at Hashem, then try as HaKadosh Baruch Hu may, He'll never be able to give us Ha'aras Panim because we're not facing Him.
we have to react to the pain and realize we're being directed to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could be zayche. By looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Hashem, the Pasuk says, Rashi says, in Shir HaShirim, Lemi ata poine be'is sorrow. When there's sorrows, we have to face you. If we face you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have a chance. And we have a chance of Hashem showing us Ha'aras Panim. As it says, Kel no refon ala b'harois noyam zivecha. We have to realize that all we want in our life is to feel and experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu facing us. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Yod Ashar Koineu V'chamor Eivaz Balav, a donkey and an ox, they know their master, but we don't know it. We don't naturally always look that way. And we have to look that direction. We try, that's what we're supposed to do with our pain. When we're supposed to address this pain, the Nicham Avelim is going to be that we're going through tzaras, we're going through a hard time. Every person has to let go in his mind of the statistics, let go in his mind of the power of man, and realize Hashem is addressing us to look at Him. And we have to ask Hashem to please show us Ha'aras Panim. And it's a foolish request unless we face Him, because He can look at us as much as He wants. But if we're not looking at Him, we're not going to get to Ha'aras Panim. And we should be zoyche taka to Ha'aras Panecha, to Haris L'Nayam Zivecha. And we could have Refuah and Yeshua. I want to, before we end, speak about shortly the annoyances that we all have to suffer. The technical things. We spoke about the big Mageifa, but there are those technical things that are frustrating. We call them pebbles. But they're there. And everybody in their own home is going through a lot of different frustrations. I hear it from the different families. People have to make Pesach themselves. People are disconnected from families. There's a lot of little pebbles. I want to address and say, we spoke of in Adam L'Mechaveroi, we spoke of in Adam L'Makum. The work on the annoyances is Ben Adam L'Atzmoi. It has nothing to do with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. It has nothing to do with Ben Adam L'Makum. It has to do with having better character. We are in a situation now. We have to embrace the situation and be men. Deal with it and realize. Everybody has to realize. This is a mageifa that fell, a dark cloud that fell on the whole world. And people are getting hit very hard. And instead of focusing on the annoyances, realize that adirabba, we're fortunate this is our little part. This helps us be nice about all with the bigger tzara. This is not a bad thing. We could persevere. If we're able to breathe, we're able to be alive, we can make it through this. We have to work on ourselves, on our character, embrace it like a man. People have gone through things. Chavi rega ad yavar zam. And that's developing one's own character and learning how to deal, become a stronger person, find some direction, some purpose in your life right now. People should not just look to the future and say, I'm going to duck and wait till this is over, and then I'll start living my life. That is the wrong approach. Every moment of life, the experience is meant for that moment, and a person will grow in that moment. These annoyances people will grow from if they embrace them properly and they create and cultivate. Simcha has to do with a person's state of mind. It does not have to do with the reality around them, especially when we're dealing with, we'll talk about these different annoyances. I'm not trying to say that they're not annoying and they're not very, very hard. But ultimately, it's our reality. And if that's the reality, then we have to embrace it, b'simcha, b'tuv leva, and make ourselves better people so we walk out of here stronger, better, close to Hashem, and close to the rest of Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. A good Yom Tov.